The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic had a date this weekend at a gay bar with a man.
Oh my God, that's the tease.
It's Dana Cortez Show.
What are you talking about?
Is that a fact? Or is that a fact?
That is not a fact.
It's not a fact. You didn't have a date with a man at a gay bar this weekend. Yesterday.
The way you're wording it sounds a little weird, okay?
What is it? It's an hair appointment?
No.
What was it, Otto?
All right. So this weekend, I played in Dallas, and I wanted to see my friend.
Played what, bro?
I played music at a concert.
You mean you DJed? You performed?
I performed.
Well, specify, because we're talking about things.
Yeah, I don't know. Your wife is over here talking about you going on dates. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. That's the tea.
Okay, so I wanted to go meet up with one of my friends that lives in Dallas, and I had to make it to the airport on time. So I called him, and I was like, yo, let's go get some lunch. But it has to be by the airport. So the gayborhood is very close to the airport. So me and Camilo, my drummer.
Now there's another guy.
There's another guy. It was a threesome.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's the tea.
So me and Camilo go to this restaurant.
What
that
a
he
name.
Says,
what a bro name. Camilo.
You know what's crazy? No, you've seen Camilo. People, but they don't know what Camilo looks like. But Anthony, you do. Camilo's got long, gorgeous locks.
Yeah. He looks like a rock star is what he
totally
looks like.
Totally looks like a rock star. He walks in with DJ Automatic. Now, Camilo's 5'6" on a good day?
He's a pretty man.
Quite the entourage you have here,
yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Let me tell the damn story.
Well, hurry up.
So we get into this little gay bar that we're meeting him at.
It's like a brunch spot?
It's like a brunch spot, yeah.
Okay.
And we're ordering the food, and Camilo doesn't really know Nolan that well. So he decides to sit next to me at the gay bar.
Oh
my God, that's the tease.
And I look at him and I'm like, really? You're going to say? He's like, I don't want to sit next to him. He's showing up. It's going to be awkward if I get up and move to the other side of the table.
So it's just you two and he's sitting next to you.
Yes.
At this spot. Okay, I got it.
So
I got it.
Meanwhile, there's all these gay men that are with, like, they're like gay families that have their kids there and they're like.
Yeah, they're celebrating.
Yeah, they're celebrating Mother's Day. And they're all looking at me and Camilo like we're like the new gay guys in town. Like they're checking us out. And I get my food. And I take
your friend, has he arrived yet?
No, he still hasn't arrived. And so I get my food and I start eating it. I got an Eggs Benedict sandwich. Take the first bite, the egg yolk.
So wait, you're eating all your food before your friend even arrives?
That's the first thing I thought of. That's how he is. That's how he goes.
Yeah,
just
I don't
rude.
Wait for people.
Anyway.
So the egg yolk drops out of the sandwich and falls in my crotch.
Oh my God.
So now I have a crotch full of egg yolk. What does egg yolk look like when it dries?
Yeah, like so, other things that dry on the outside of your warm-ups or sweats, whatever you was wearing.
I try to get it off. I go to the bathroom. I can't get it off. And then I come back, and it dries by the time Nolan gets there. Nolan looks at him, and he goes, hey, what do you saw on your crotch? And so,
yeah, okay, pal.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Egg yolk. Okay, sure. Okay.
Well, yeah. It gets better. So I go to the airport, though, and, you know, I have to go through security. And I have sweats on. And my sweats have zippers on them. So I have to do a pat-down. So the guy who's searching me, his crotch,
his
face meet up right to each other. He looks right at the egg yolk and looks at me and goes, ugh.
Did you explain yourself?
No, I didn't even tell him it was egg yolk.
Explain
it. How am I going to explain that?
You take it.
I did what I did is I grabbed my shoes and I kept moving.
Sticky stuff on your crotch, and you're not going to tell him it's egg yolk?
It's easier to say that somebody's a spitter rather than that whole brunch story, so it's fine. It's fine.
Embarrassing moments. We've all had a few, but how do you deal with them? I have the worst embarrassing moment, I think, ever. That's easy. No, it didn't involve me and a good friend. I'll share that with you, and we'll also teach you how to deal with your own embarrassing moments. Next, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic had egg yolk on his crotch, wet and just sticky, it was an embarrassing moment for you, right?
Not the best thing to have on your crotch at a gay bar.
Automatic had a gay bro man date brunch thing, and then he spilled egg yolk on his pants.
You know, I was thinking, I've had a lot of people tweet me that your friend should have never sat next to you, that he should have pulled up a chair to the edge, and that he broke the man rules.
I told him, I was like, this is kind of weird, and then I was like,
that's
Camilo is. He's not a conventional guy.
If there's two dudes, there's three of you guys going there, and no, you don't know the other person, then yeah, you would sit next to your friend. I think that's right.
You going to sit next to Otto?
Yeah, I think that's right. If I don't know the person, I'm not going to sit next to the person I don't know.
Okay, well, people are saying he broke the guy rules. There
is no guy rules to this whole story Automatic told me about, right? The rules have been broken.
Have you ever had an embarrassing moment that you'd like to share with us, Anthony?
Oh, you mean like baby gravy yoga, egg yolk pants over here?
Whatever,
yeah,
man.
No, nothing like that. The most recent embarrassing thing I had is I accidentally flatulated while I was laying there with a lady.
Oh, no.
And we're not that, like, we're not even, I don't even know her last name, so we're not close or nothing, right? But here's the thing that creeped me out is she didn't even get grossed out by it. She goes, oh, it's okay. That's fine.
Oh, I thought she was going to, like, she was going to answer your call.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, that would have been nasty. What?
I do. If automatic's going to do, I'm going to go right back at you.
That's married. So, that's marriage.
Did she say anything?
Oh, she just chuckled.
Was this during sexy time?
No, it was like we were just laying there, like chilling, Netflix and stuff.
It was done.
So that was like the most. Immediately I was embarrassed for myself, and then immediately I was embarrassed for her.
So I had this horrible moment happen, and I'm going to tell you something. I, to this day, am just, when I think about it, I feel so mortified and ashamed of myself. My girlfriend was expecting a baby, and I hadn't seen her in a long time. And, you know, time just flows, right? It just goes. You don't even know how many months or whatever. And I ran into her at the grocery store, and I was like, hey, girl, when are you due? And she says, I had my baby 4 months ago. Oh. I don't think you understand how mortified I was. I, to this day, I'm turning red. Like, thinking about it, I was like, oh, I meant, like, how old's your baby? And she knew. She knew right then and there. She's like, oh, she's fine. She's good. And I just kept going on and on.
She's 3 years old.
And what do you got there? A food baby? What's happening? So the hard lesson that I learned is that automatic handled this right. You just move. You keep it moving. You don't apologize. You don't dwell. You don't talk about it. You just say, okay, and you just keep it moving. If you sit there like I did at the grocery store and try to explain myself and try, it made the situation worse. I don't think I've ever seen her since then. I don't think she's ever like contacted me, called me or anything. That's it.
All right. Embrace it. I'm with it. Even if it scrambles all over your crotch.
Oh, my God. That's the tease.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A doorbell camera captured an attack that'll make your skin crawl. It's time for the WTF here inside the Dana Cortez Show. So this man, Gerald Haywood, he's visiting his friend, Roddy Copeland, in Lawton, Oklahoma, when it all went down. Haywood opens the screen door when a 5-foot snake, who was wrapped around a porch light, pops into the corner of the camera and bites into Haywood's eye.
Oh!
Before retreating. Listen to the audio.
Ow! Kurt, take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital.
He tells his friend, I've been injured.
I feel bad for Kurt, because Kurt, you can tell he's mid-Saturday relaxing right there. I don't know what he's listening to in the background.
I don't either, but the scream.
Kurt, take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital.
So Haywood, he's like, what's going through my mind at this moment is, I literally just got bit by a snake. I don't know what kind it was. I got to get treatment. So his friend, Rodney, he's watching in horror, and it is, you got to understand, this guy's stumbling through the door. He's screaming the entire time, grabs his friend. He and his wife take him to the hospital where he was treated immediately. Oh. Luckily, the snake was not venomous. It's a bull snake. They're not poisonous. Good. He's good. But he's got some advice for people, just in case it may happen to you.
Ow!
Oh, wait, that's the wrong excerpt.
Check your surroundings. I'll put it that way.
I did that on purpose. I'm sorry, but that scream. You remind me of that scream. Can you even imagine, like, a snake right in your face that?
I've never. Have you guys ever been bitten by a snake? I've never been bitten by a snake.
I've been bitten by a snake. My cousin used to have snakes when I was little. She, in fact, I think she still has them. She used to keep, like, hundreds of snakes in her house.
She's one of those weird people?
Yes, yes, she is.
Snake people are weird people.
I wouldn't say weird. They're just cold.
So the snake wasn't so lucky. While everybody in the house is doing this, the neighbor heard, ran back with a hammer and knocked the snake off the light and pummeled it to death.
Oh, like a good neighbor.
I don't know. State Farm wasn't there, but thank God the neighbor was. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. That's your WTF story. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's very rare that I get a husband who sends me a Dear Dana message, but I got it. And he's like, Dear Dana, I'm not happy with the way my wife is raising our kids. Whoa, it's the Dana Cortez Show. So he goes on, you know, Dear Dana, my wife dresses our kids the same. So before anybody asks me, I asked right away, are they twins? And he's like, no, all three of my kids are years apart.
Oh, so you just got them running around like bananas in pajamas for no reason.
Yeah, so if somebody has a red shirt on, the other kid has the same red shirt on. If somebody has got the, you know, the blue shorts on, they all three have the blue shorts on. And
those poor kids.
Why do you say poor kids right away? Like, as a man, before I even continue with the message.
Because they're the lame kids. Their mom's playing dollhouse with them. There's no individuality. There's just like, oh, look at my cute little kids. And I get it. They're a reflection of their parents and all that. And that's the way she's looking at it. But how are they going to grow into be their own people?
But how y'all saying the lame kids? Like,
because all the kids that dress the same at school, those were the lame kids. I'm sorry.
The dad is calling them basically lame.
He's like, my kids are lame. He basically just told you his kids are lame.
So anyway, the message continues with, she also babies them constantly. My kids cry all the time for no reason because they don't get their way. And now he said they're not even sleeping in the same bedroom. So this was the red flag for me. They're arguing so much about the way she's insisting the children be raised. They're sleeping in separate bedrooms because she wants to homeschool the kids now.
Now he's like,
that's just too far.
She's overparenting.
But yeah, she is. What's her worry here?
This is odd.
I think it's going to be even a bigger problem for her that he came to Dana for advice and not her.
Well, maybe. But you know, sometimes, Anthony, just to let you know, like, Automatic and I have a lot of differences of opinion when it comes to our daughter, Automatic.
I'm here for a lot of them.
No, you are. You hear. Like, we don't even talk about it on the air. Sometimes we're behind the scenes. Parenting is hard. First of all, I want to tell everybody, don't feel bad. There's no way to do it. There's no guidelines. There's no how-to manual. I've had two children previously.
Which makes Dana think that she knows everything about parenting.
Let me tell you something. Ooh. I just said there's no guideline, and I don't know everything.
Well,
but what
you sure do act like it.
What I do know, 100, is if you hold on too tight, sometimes you're going to force that kid to pop out, right? Like, you're holding it, you're squeezing it too tight. And if you don't,
suffocate it.
Or if you don't hold on tight enough, then they're just running wild. So, there's, you know, it's hard to find the happy medium. I don't have 100%, you know, effective ways to do it, but I think that I've made enough mistakes, I hate to say that I can offer some assistance, you know, some advice to this gentleman and his wife, because I want her to listen too. So I'll be back with that. Dear Dana, my wife is babying our kids. Now she wants to homeschool them and she dresses them alike. My final words, we come back, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my wife dresses our kids the same. She babies them constantly, and now she wants to homeschool. I'm not happy. We're arguing so much to the point we're sleeping in separate bedrooms. So that's the, you know, that's the topic here inside the Dana Cortez Show.
And the husband is just so disgusted with her parenting that he's turned off by her? Like, he doesn't even want to...
No, they're fighting. Like, so they're arguing.
Well,
so
he doesn't want to have a bunch of lame kids, and let
First
them be
all,
individuals.
I get that, but
let them live a little bit.
I don't like that you're saying the kids are lame because it's not their fault.
I know it's not. It's the mom's fault.
Well, okay.
She's raising them to be that way.
You're right, Automatic. My mom sent me to school with a horrible haircut. It wasn't her fault. She was just trying. You know, it wasn't my fault. I just had a horrible haircut.
So when people make fun of you?
Yeah, dude. I'll never forget when the homie Curtis, who was in the wheelchair, goes, Anthony, god dang, who cut your hair?
The guy in the wheelchair punked you?
That's how bad it was. That's how bad
my
mom cut my hair.
Okay, so I do have some advice for him.
You don't
him.
Want them to be made
no,
fun
I know.
Of like I was.
You no, you're
that.
Right. You want to contribute to already a tough time, right? Childhood
okay,
is hard.
Let me tell you this. I used to have to wear my mom's shoes to school because they couldn't afford to buy shoes. You know how much that sucked? I would rather have worn girls' shoes to junior high
than dress
be
like your
dressed
brothers and sisters.
Like, exactly like my brothers and sisters.
How do y'all feel about homeschooling before I move on?
I
know some parents.
It works for some people.
I know some people who are doing it right now, and they said it's the best situation for their kid. But
it can make the kids socially awkward, though.
Mm.
So you got to continue to have them in social settings.
Yeah, at least in sports.
So that's what I was going to say. If you do decide to allow your wife or whatever, I mean, y'all have this discussion. Obviously, you're not allowing her. You've already allowed her to get this far. And, you know, social settings are important. I don't like the homeschooling aspect. They're not my kids. If you think your wife can pull it off, if you think she can do a good job, figure out a happy medium. Get them in sports. You know, after homeschool activities, something.
Set up a parent-teacher conference.
Yeah. But I think that the biggest message here, I think what the dad is struggling to say is that the mother doesn't want the kids to make any mistakes. And you know what's weird? We did a down in the DM recently where this man was 34 years old and still living at home with mom. And I had to pause for a minute and I had to say, without the struggle, you're not really living. You have to make mistakes. You have to allow your kids to hurt in certain instances.
Oh, my God.
To not do things exactly perfectly or they're not going to be able to function in life.
You're 100% right, and a lot of that comes with dressing yourself.
It does.
I made, oh man, there was a whole phase where I wore Cisco Thong Song Dragon shirts.
No!
And my mom let me learn that lesson on my own. She let me learn that. You're right,
America. Let them do for themselves. We're not raising these kids to depend on us. What, you going to take care of them for the rest of their lives? We're raising them to teach the next generation and to grow up and be productive citizens.
They can't be your dolls for the rest of their lives.
No, mama, they can't. And I know you want to protect them because I want to protect my daughters too. But the thing that made them the strong women, my two older daughters, made them the strong women they are today are the mistakes. And me not coming in to save the day every single time, allowing them to get up. You make that mistake, you fall down, you get back up. And that's how you push forward. So let these kids make mistakes. Don't dress them the same. I mean, I guess apparently these guys think it's lame. I don't know. I never thought it was lame.
I mean, it can be cute when they're really little, but give like them, after three, now.
Give them the opportunity to express themselves, but don't let them wear what I was wearing back in the day.
What?
Should I post my middle school photo?
You should.
Oh, my God.
That's
going to be like all headed, right?
Dude, I used to have this ugly flat top thing, and I thought these dragon shirts. When I find a photo of my dragon shirts, I'm going
to
show y'all.
I don't know. Automatic used to let Ava Matic dress herself. Basically, it was him being lazy. It's not even he just let her dress herself. She would wear pajama pants with like some kind of...
Is Ava an individual now? Is she a follower? No.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. She looked crazy. One day I thought they were going to call CPS on me. Anyway. All right, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more in less than 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, senior pranks. What would the end of the school year be without them? It's the WTF story, the Dana Cortez Show. So think about this. Mandatory penis inspections.
What?
At the end of school. So Cape Coral, Florida. Some impressively enterprising students at LaBelle Senior High School, they saluted the end of the school year by sending an email to the school's faculty and staff distribution list, reminding them of the mandatory end of school year penis inspections. So the email's totally official looking, and a message reads in part, to all male students, staff, and faculty of LaBelle High School, the district is required to conduct a mandatory penis inspection on all male LaBelle High School students. Listen to this next part. In accordance with the Florida Penal Health Code 69.
Oh, dude.
That's what I would have known it was fake right there.
Penal 69.
As a person who... I get it. That's fine. As a person who loves pranks and things of this nature, I salute these guys for making a more modernized prank.
It really is. And then listen to this. The message also added, female students are to disregard this message. So one parent reacted to the story saying, of course, it's hilarious, but... these high schoolers are hacking into the system. Where'd we go wrong for security, you know?
I guess I can see the father's worry, but like people have been hacking into school systems for a while now.
I want to know how he signed off on the email, because I would have signed off as official pecker checker.
I did a high school prank back when my homeland of Albuquerque, New Mexico, our rival high school was a high school, and they have a big boat because of the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
First or second year they built that thing, we painted it our school colors, which were red and black. And we're not talking like little spray campaign. Like we went in there with rollers and all that.
Did y'all get caught?
Not till now.
I think it's gone.
So, all
right, I get it.
I tried to do something similar to them, but I tried to break into the school and have my grades changed, and it didn't work.
I just didn't have
the computer skills. And I just didn't know how to do it. It was like we got in the school and got onto the computers, and then we just didn't know how to like to do the actual hacking.
And you took somebody who had no idea how to break into the system.
He claimed that he could do it, and he couldn't. So it was a failed mission.
We call it Ocean's Failed. Why not? We'll leave on that.
WTF story, y'all. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. The Dana Cortez Show is on, and Washgate is the most controversial debate since the washcloth versus loofah. By the way, washcloth won. Since peeing in the shower, you do it or not, it's up there, y'all. Mm. Washgate. Do you wash your legs in the shower or not? That was a big question.
People got a lot of time on their hands to debate stupid stuff, huh?
That's stupid because it's simple. Yes, right?
It's a conversation. This dude on Twitter, his name is Connor Arpell. No, Connor Arpwell, he just tweeted, you know, a question, yes or no, wash your legs in a shower. He had no idea that 800,000, now we're almost close to 1 million people would vote and fight and argue about washing their legs in a shower, yes or no? Now, before we continue with this conversation, I want y'all to get your pen and papers handy. I want you to call us up too and tell us what you think. And you have to be honest, because some people were like, I don't wash my legs in the shower. And they were being attacked by the leg washers.
Yeah, well, although, yeah, you know, they are in your pants all day.
So yeah, I mean, I wash my legs, but I'm just going to be honest, not daily.
That doesn't surprise me. You're dirty. You a nasty man.
So you're running around with dirty calves?
Yeah, well, I mean, how dirty can your calves get? I mean, in all reality.
With all that hair, okay. Bacteria sticks to, I would like to test yours. I bet it's dirtier than Anthony's beard.
Ugh.
My beard's not that dirty. second of all, I do wash my legs every day just because I feel like the back of my feet and like ankle area, that gets dirty. I feel like it gets filthy every day.
No, I wash it. I know what you hit that little part with the washcloth. But that's like a every other day thing for me because if you do it every day, your skin gets really dry. Okay, and I put lotion on my legs and everything every day.
I'm not here for your skin regimen. So, I don't know.
Here, the question is, should you wash your legs every day in the shower? Do you? We've got the, the don't over here with DJ Automatic. We've got the, are you rubbing that nasty bacteria-infected loofah on your legs, Anthony A?
yes, but you don't have to take a shot at the loofah, gang. Shout out everyone loofah and washing your legs every day like a proper human being.
We'll come back with the pros and the cons next. Washgate, the debate continues next on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love when people confess so many things to us. They feel better about themselves. The ratings go up. One confession is on, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. One call, 1 minute, no judgment, 833-DANA-SHOW. So we have a woman on line 4, and she's been holding for a minute. Please go ahead with your confession.
Well, I was dating a coworker, and he kind of blew me off. I thought everything was cool, but then he stopped calling and texting.
Oh, so he ghosted you and you work with the dude?
Damn. He didn't exactly ghost me. We talked, but then it got real casual.
So what's your confession? You didn't do something crazy to him, or did you?
Well, I don't think it's crazy, but I did send myself flowers.
Wait a minute. You sent yourself flowers? That's like the oldest trick in the book. Reminds me of that classic movie, Clueless. When Cher sent herself flowers.
That's a little bit crazy.
What? It's not crazy.
It's a little bit.
That's exactly where I got the idea.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, did it work? So I want her to hold on. Just hold on the line. I want to know, did it work?
Well, hold on. Wait. She sent herself flowers.
You don't get it, do you, Anthony?
Is that what happened here? Is that what we're listening to? Is that?
She had to, because the guy and her, they're out. And then all of a sudden, things go cold because he's not interested. She needed to get him reinterested.
You women understand? Are sneaky.
What the?
How do I have to be sneaky with you? We married now.
What do you mean?
Do you recall years ago before we were, you know, an item?
Yeah, Dana, I'm never going to marry somebody with kids or somebody that's been married before.
Automatic. How can you talk to me like that? You and I are dating.
No.
Because I ain't never going to marry nobody with kids. Or that's been married before.
Wow.
Yet here we are today.
Dang. I didn't say that to you, and I remember the
you
exact...
You said it to me, and you said it on the radio.
I said it on
your
the radio.
Your voice is way better in the story, dude.
Yeah. I said it on the radio, and we were not together at that point.
We were sleeping together.
We weren't together.
So you were picking me up, taking me on dates, whining and dining me, let me tell you.
And then he tried to say that he would never be with a woman with kids?
And I got two, and I've been married twice before. This is my third marriage.
Well, then what did you do?
My last one. Well, I'll tell you when we come back. Because sometimes you do have to go
a little...
She
got her hooks in me is what
you
she
have
did.
To, you have to go a little bit out there, do a little extra.
You sent yourself flowers?
To get them interested. No, I didn't send myself flowers. I'll tell you what I did when we come back. It's One Confession, y'all, the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, y'all, it's the Dana Cortez Show. One Confession, this woman out the gate said...
Well, I don't think it's crazy, but I did send myself flowers.
So I don't think it's crazy at all, because there's times that, you know, you're with somebody and they'll say things like DJ Automatic said to me, oh, I'll never marry a woman who's been married before. I've been married before twice, as y'all recall. In case you don't know, let me tell you, we're married now. I'll never marry a woman with children. Just to let you know, I got two kids with other baby daddies. I guess that's the only way to say it. So,
and this is when you met her, right, Automatic? This was
yeah.
She said it over and over again. So don't feel bad.
Kind of like how Anthony says that kind of stuff all the time now.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, you better watch what you say.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because the thing you say the most.
Don't put me in your shoes, bro.
It'll come into your home. So my question to the woman is, did it work out? Are y'all still together?
It totally worked. I wrote myself a sweet message on the card.
Well, what did the message say?
This is what I wrote. I know we've only had lunch, but you're on my mind. Can't wait to see you again.
And he fell for that?
I'm telling you, that works every time. Men love the chase.
But why, though? If you like someone, why isn't that enough? Why the chase? Why you got to go to extremes?
Seriously, why did it take me $100 to get him interested again?
I think it's because, like, you're always around. Like, there's consistent availability. It's kind of, like, unattractive. Like, you're an option at this point.
Well, being available is being unattractive.
So the flowers made her hotter. That's wild. So have you told him that you sent yourself those flowers?
No way. We haven't been together long enough, girl. Maybe in a few months, maybe eventually, I don't know. It'll be funny at that point.
Girl, it's funny now. All right, so thank you so much and keep in touch, okay? I appreciate the confession. Yeah, a lot of women always say things to me. They'll ask, do you think I'll be able to find somebody? I've already been married or I got kids. Yeah, you'll be able to find somebody. Now, it might take a little work. For instance, when DJ Automatic and I first started dating, we were on the sneaks, and I liked him a lot. And at first it was like we were just hooking up, and then I was like, I like this man.
Now, were you 60 pounds heavier?
No.
Okay,
no,
you had
no,
already
no.
lost the
this
weight.
This is after she lost the weight.
Lost okay, weight. But he would call me, and I'd want to pick up the phone, but I wouldn't.
Oh, and you tricked me. You got me thinking about you, and then you flipped the script on me, basically.
Totally. And then he had to he was calling me so much, he had to switch cell phone companies because
yeah,
it was
thirsty,
back in the day when he had to.
She got me, dude. Her little sneaky ways. Then
no,
she got her
claws
in me.
They didn't get you 100, though, because you were whining and dining me. We were still on the sneaks, but he broke up with me because he said, you know what? He kind of reiterated, I don't think I want, you know, you've been through a whole lot. You've been married. You've had kids, whatever.
They had a whole life before me.
Yeah. Otto had never even let
I
live
never
with
lived
a woman.
With a woman, yeah.
And look at that. Look at you now. Throw some water in you.
Yeah, so then he broke up with me, it hurt so badly. I was so, not only did it hurt me because I loved him, but it hurt me because
you got broken up with.
Not just that, but being a woman who'd been married before, people are already judging you. I already had kids, two baby daddies. Like, I got this, you know, the scarlet letter already on me. So I'm like, you know what, though? I'm not going to let that affect me. He's not going to define who I am. I'm a strong woman. I'm a beautiful woman, and I deserve to be loved. And he kept calling me over and over and texting me. So finally we sat down and talked after a couple of months, and that was it. I finally answered the phone and I said, look, this is who I am.
Wait, there has to be something a little more climactic that got your attention. Like, did he do something? Did you?
I got her pregnant and then I married her.
Okay, well,
I got my hooks in her. She wasn't ever going anywhere after that.
Don't ever, ever think that you can't make something work out if you want it. You just got to go for it. You know what I'm saying?
That or just get her pregnant.
And you don't have to pay $100 for flowers. She grossly overpaid for flowers.
She did, huh?
God, dang.
Well, I mean, she wants to have an impressive bouquet, though.
All right, y'all, that's your one confession. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aggravated robbery by Snapchat. What the... That's exactly what I thought when I saw this headline. What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. This is your WTF story. So this woman, she's 20 years old. Her name is Viviana Leilani Bruno. She's facing a felony charge of aggravated robbery after she took a man she met on Snapchat to a park in San Antonio with the promise of, intimacy, a.k.a. sexy time.
What is this, Grease Lightning? They're making love at the park in the back seat?
I guess so.
Get an Airbnb.
But she set the dude up, assaulted and robbed him. So they're in the car and they're getting hot and heavy. And then she says to him, hey, baby, let me get a condom from the trunk.
Oh,
what?
That's a sign of something suspicious right there.
Let me get a tire iron and a freaking condom.
Exactly. So she opened the trunk. Meanwhile, a man opens the back door.
Where they've been.
And then pulls the dude out of the car, assaults him with brass knuckles, while another man is holding him with a shotgun to him.
This is like a man's worst nightmare.
It's horrible. They robbed homeboy of his keys and cell phone. And after the robbery, the two men got into Viviana's car and drove away, leaving the poor guy alone in the park. Thank goodness he was able to locate a home. and get some help.
No, good. I'm glad that he's okay, but this it's a wrap for me, guys. Between this and the woman baby filters, I'm done DM dating. I'm done. That's it. Homies do never. I'm done.
You're right. So he told investigators that when he got home, he noticed right away that cash was missing from his house. And he reviewed a surveillance video and saw a man entering his home. And in court documents state the victim told police he'd already met up with Viviana multiple times, so he trusted her. But it also made things easier. He was able to identify her in a lineup.
Oh, well, with or without the dog filter?
I don't know. I didn't ask that part. So Miss Viviana Bruno faces the charge of aggravated robbery, which is a first-degree felony. The other robbers were not named in the affidavit, and I don't even know if they've been arrested or they're going to face any charges. She is, however, out on a $20,000 bond.
Well, I know who bailed her out.
Who?
Cardi B. Oh.
That's a bad joke, but I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
That's your WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you got a man on any level, it don't matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're black, you white, you know, Latina, whatever you are, you might have experienced him being hit on by another woman. That is our topic right now on Girl Talk. It's the Dana Cortez Show. So Aisha Curry is married to a very famous guy. Y'all might have heard of him. Steph Curry?
Yes.
Y'all might heard of him? Okay. How does she deal with women throwing themselves at her man?
Stefan is like very nice by nature and he's very talkative. He's just like you. He gets it from his mama. And so like everything's always like very, very friendly. And sometimes to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm a grown woman. So I'll just insert myself and be like, hello, how are you doing?
I would never, ever do that because I think it showcases the insecurity. If your man is talking to someone and you feel the need to insert yourself, then
it says more about you than it does about anybody else in the situation.
I would never, when Otto's talking to women and women come up and talk to DJ Automatic, my husband, somebody listening might not know that. He's a DJ, literally travels the world. A lot of women come talk to him. I would never, ever give anyone the satisfaction of knowing they got a rise out of me to get over there in somebody's face. But I'm not Aisha Curry. And a lot of women feel automatic.
I'm definitely not Steph Curry.
Hell no.
Automatic's not Steph Curry. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I started this off by saying rich, poor, black, white, Latina, you know, Asian, whatever, whoever you are, we've all experienced a woman hitting on our man. We've all experienced insecurity. What I'm saying is that I think Aisha Curry is so beautiful. Don't belittle yourself like that, ladies. Don't you dare feel like you have to lift a finger or even give a damn. That much.
Sometimes you got to. Sometimes. Men do it.
What else, y'all?
Men do it and women do it all the time. Automatic. I know. Apparently, Dana has never done this, so she has
never.
Have I ever inserted myself in a situation like that? Be honest.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Wink, wink. I think what's going on with Aisha Curry is that she's had a successful show going there for a cooking show, right? It didn't work out.
Uh-oh.
And I think that she is now feeling a little insecure with herself. You can see she's gained a little bit of weight.
Stop right there.
I didn't say all this.
She has given her body to bring life into the world three times. Sorry, DJ Automatic, that our bodies aren't perfect anymore.
She's gorgeous. And that's what she needs to step back and realize, that she's a gorgeous, talented person.
You're right.
And she's not, like, she doesn't see herself like that. There's no problem with Steph Curry or groupies or anything going on like with that. It's her. She doesn't value herself. And that's what I was saying. You can see it.
That's what I was saying. I value myself too much to insert myself into a conversation where a woman's coming at you. It's up to you, my husband. It's up to you to say, no, I'm married. It's not up to me to come in there, no, he's married.
Well, now that she's not valuing herself, she's saying stupid stuff like, I want men to pay attention to me.
Something that really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention.
Aisha, you know your husband tells you you're beautiful? She said I get zero. She said I get zero attention. That's not true.
Disrespectful as woo.
Why is that disrespectful?
During the NBA playoffs?
I'd love to hear from you ladies. How would you handle women throwing themselves at your man. 833-DANA-SHOW. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Girl Talk continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ayesha Curry, arguably one of the most beautiful women on the face of the planet, married to Steph Curry, one of the greatest NBA players of all time. She says she's insecure. She feels crazy when women are throwing themselves at her man. And she literally inserts herself into the conversation as it's happening. If she feels that he's being too flirty or they're being too flirty, which I would never do. Girl talk, that's what we're discussing. I don't think you should put yourself in that position, ladies.
You shouldn't put yourself in that position, but your man should fear you a little.
Yes.
A little bit. He should have a little worry. Trust me.
And if Dana's there and some girl's like talking to me, I'll
be like. It happens all the time.
And I'll be like, hey, this is my wife, Dana. So she doesn't even have to interject.
But I just,
because I don't want to deal with it.
Here's the thing that she said, though, that has men all in a tizzy.
Something that really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero, this sounds weird, but, like, male attention.
So right there, I was like, that ain't right. Girl, your husband gives you attention.
That sounds so disrespectful.
I don't think it sounds disrespectful. She's saying what she feels. She needs that.
Everybody wants to be wanted, wants to be idolized. She wants men to lust over her. But at the end of the day, she's got a husband. So why would a man want to go after a woman that's
the same reason that women go after Steph Curry. The same reason.
Well, we're not like you guys.
Man,
we're better.
Every man and woman needs to feel needed and wants to be wanted. Yeah. All right, so this woman's been holding for a minute. Line one, what are your thoughts, girl?
Man, I'm listening to this and I'm just glad y'all answered the phone because y'all got me burning right now.
Well, Ayesha Curry opening up about insecurities, that's something a lot of us women, we can definitely relate to.
Yeah, you could definitely relate to it. But the thing that she forgot to say, though, is be careful whose man you're f***ing with. Because if you have after mine, honey, I'm going to have to beat that.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Why would you say that? I mean,
Why? Because, first of all, if the woman knows he's taken and she knows he's with me, and then she's still going to go there, she deserves it.
Oh, have you ever had to take it there? Have you ever had to beat that ass like you said?
Of course. Listen, this is real life, honey. This is what we do. Okay? Nobody's going to come in here and break up my home. Mm-mm.
Has your man been unfaithful to you? Has he?
I mean, he has a couple of times. But, you know, we settled everything. We're good now. He's good now, but I'm not putting up with that.
I want you to think about what you're saying, though. Just like, really, you and me talking right now. You're mad at this woman. You're mad at these ladies, okay? You don't even know them. But you're going to be good with this man who's committed to you. And he's the one who's promised himself to you. But you're mad at the woman and you're going to forgive him, but not... I don't get it. I mean, I'm just...
I don't care. I don't care. Listen, you f*** around with my man, you are getting an beating. Period. Okay? Listen, I gotta go.
Anthony, you said you have to fear a little bit. I don't know if you got a fear.
I was always worried because my ex had a key to my apartment. I said, oh, she would beat all of us up. That was always my fear. So it kept me loyal. I've never cheated. That's all I'll say.
What I fear? You know what? I would never, ever do anything stupid because I would fear losing my family. I would fear losing my best friend. I'm not fearing an ass beating. I'm not fearing... You know, getting into a fight with some girl, which I would never, ever do. I would never break a nail or get somebody's luscious silver locks pulled out for any
man. You're not going to defend my honor?
No, I would fear losing you because you're my best friend. And I would never do that. And that's how you should trust your man. If he's got to fear you physically, if he's stepping out on you, you are in the wrong relationship. That's Girl Talk, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more coming up next.